Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday the 27th of February, and as usual with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, as usual with this free podcast, if you like what you hear, you can always sign up to marcustoday.com.au and get a 2-week free trial. Of course, we'd love to have you on board as a full-time member of our community and a subscriber to the newsletter. We also have a great Facebook group, a discussion group there with about 3,000 odd members on that group, sharing their insights, their wisdom, and also a little bit of stock chatter as well. Very well-behaved group, and urge you to get involved with Marcus Today. All right, well, that's it from the advert. As far as the markets go last night, a little bit of a miss, I guess, in the US. Not really an awful lot going on. Dow Jones closing down 62 points or 0.16%, 39,069. We had a high of up 114 and a low of down 106. That's PCE, that big inflation indicator that the Fed likes to watch out on Thursday. So that is very much the focal point at the moment. Dow Jones, pretty narrow range last night. The Nasdaq down 21 points or 0.13%, 15,976. And the S&P 500, the worst of the lot actually, down 0.38%, 19 points, 5,070. The Russell 2000 up 12 points or 0.6%. The VIX Volatility Index down 0.2, 13.72. And the ASX SPY 200 futures contract down a measly 4 points or 0.05%. Yesterday we had a 9-point gain. We had a pretty good day at the beginning of the session, blasting out of the box. But unfortunately, that didn't last, and we even turned negative at one stage. It was Monday M&A mania. To some extent, we did get news from CSR that Saint Gobain has lobbed a binding deal to CSR. We also saw ABB lob a script bid for SLC. That's Superloop. More of that in Henry's Take today. And we also saw Alcoa of the US lob a bid for AWC. That's Alumina here. That has been a long time coming. Again, another script bid, and you will end up with Alcoa stock. So a couple of moving parts in that one. Of course, the exchange rate and the Alcoa share price, which was down around 5% last night. As far as the US market goes, though, last night, we did see that key inflation data is the focus, and that later this week. And as a result, we saw not a lot of action really in the Dow. Nvidia up 0.4, AMD down 0.3, Netflix up 0.7, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 0.4, Tesla having a good night, 3.9% higher. That also did a bit of a kicker for the lithium sector as well. Amazon down 0.2. Alpha Betty Spaghetti down 4.5%. They look like they have got some issues at the moment. They do seem to be being a little left behind in some of the tech progress on AI. And certainly one or two commentators on CNBC have been talking somewhat negatively about Google and a few missteps as far as the culture and management goes there. So under a little bit of pressure at the moment. Microsoft down 0.7, Apple down 0.7% as well. US banks, not really an awful lot happening. Morgan Stanley down 1%, Citigroup down 1%, Wells Fargo up 0.5, Goldman's down 0.2, Morgan Stanley down that 1%. Yesterday it was about the divergence once again, the bifurcation of the market with the resources under pressure, although that was pretty much confined to the big iron ore producers. The resource index was down 0.8%. The banks just continue to grind ever higher as well. In the US last night, we did get a little bit of economic data with new home sales in January coming in below economy's estimates. Mortgage interest rates remain elevated. So we do see that PCE number coming out on Thursday, consumer spending as well. And we get some January durable orders on Tuesday and wholesale inventories on Wednesday. Nothing very exciting apart from that PCE. That Alphabet is amid growing criticism of its image generation AI tool on Gemini. Users have discovered historical inaccuracies. Really? AI is not foolproof? And questionable responses from the image generator, which have circulated widely on social media. And the company's DeepMind CEO has said the company has temporarily taken the feature offline to address the concerns. In other news last night, Bitcoin, a big winner, 5.4% higher. The halving is close. Well, getting closer anyway in Bitcoin. This is where we get that halving of the number of Bitcoins around. We have the Aussie dollar at 65.37. Down a smidge. The US dollar index down 0.15% as well. In the bond market, pretty quiet day, really, in terms of volatility. US 10s 4.276, up 2.8 basis points. US 2 years 4.723, 3.5 basis points. The Aussie 10 year 4.15. European markets relatively quiet, although a little bit of easing in places. France down 0.5%. Yesterday in Asia, Japan kicked again following the Emperor's birthday on Friday. All those candles being blown out, up 0.5% for Japan, continuing to push ever higher. China, though, down 0.9%, and Hong Kong down 0.5%. Looking at commodities last night, we did see the oil price better. That was up just over 1%, 89 cents to $82.60 for Brent crude. WTI up 93 cents or 1.2%. They're at $78.50 there. Gold down $4.50. Nothing very exciting on the gold front. The oil price was in a good mood yesterday on jitters about US refinery output. A slump in US refining activity and disruptions to global trade have tightened diesel supplies in recent weeks, apparently. All right, well, as I say, gold not doing much. Platinum was down 2.5%, silver down 1.9%, copper on the LME down 1.1%, nickel down 2.2%, continuing to fall, aluminium down 0.8%, zinc up 0.7%, lead doing nothing, tin down, ton down 0.5% there. Iron ore continues to fall, and that will, of course, pressure our market today. We did see the iron ore price in Asia down on Dalian iron ore futures yesterday, 3.6% down, and the iron ore price itself back down to $115.20. So certainly that is not good news for BHP and Rio and Fortescue, of course. That is a four-month low. It has dropped almost 9% last week. That hopes of a rebound in Chinese steel demand following the New Year holiday there fading. So it looks like everyone loaded up on the basis of a New Year bounce, and it's not really happening. Vale has said that its second, it's the world's second largest iron ore producer, said it is seeking to increase its sales outside China. That apparently, according to some commentators, an indication that miners aren't optimistic about the revival. Steel production is weak, and inventory at major Chinese steel mills jumped 25.7% in mid-February, compared with earlier in the month. And also just compounding iron ore woes, Moody's Investor Services withdrew credit ratings from 10 Chinese developers on Friday. So not good news in the iron ore space. That will weigh on our resource sector today. BHP in ADR terms was down 1.9%, Rio down 2%, Vale down 2.4%. We also saw a mixed bag in lithium, I guess. Arcadium was down 1.5%. We had Albemarle up 0.8%, SQM up 1%, Sigma having a big lift up 9%. Fair to say that one has been somewhat volatile, to say the least. In other stocks overseas, CBA was up 0.6%. We had ResMed down 0.3%. Avita Health up 7.1% today. We are getting a slew once again of results today. We've got Abacus, Altium, Illumina, of course, that bid yesterday from Alcoa, Appen, Chorus Coals, City Chic, GA Education, Light and Wonder, Tyro, Woodside, and Zip. And we will, of course, bring you those as they drop. And some of those are already dropping, to say the least. So let's run through a few that have come out already. City Chic Collective has reported a first half underlying EBIT loss of 7.5 million. Guidance was for a loss of around 7 to 10 million. Revenue was 105.8, in line with the preliminary results. Adelaide Brighton Cement, Adbri now as it's called, has entered into a scheme implementation deed with CRH, under which CRH will acquire all the shares that Barrow does not already own. At $3.20 a share for Adbri. Stock closed last night at $3.10. Also had Michael Hill, the jewellers, out this morning with their numbers. And we have seen Prosper Group out with their results. Reports her first half NPAT 6.3. A year ago, it lost 5.2 million. Probably more importantly, we've had Tyro numbers out this morning. And they look pretty good on first glance. We have seen Reese out as well. Tyro lifts guidance as profit jumps almost fivefold to $5.1 million. Well, that's not huge. First half, margins improved and cost fell. It revised guidance for the full year to $58 million in earnings before tax, up from $54 million. One of interest today will be Appen, which it said its statutory loss narrowed to only $118.1 million. From $239.1 million a year ago. It will not be paying a dividend, and it expects 2024 to be the first year of profit thanks to $60 million of cost reduction. St. Barbara has found occurrences of gold in Canada, in Cochrane Hills Deeps in Nova Scotia. Multiple occurrences of visible gold, that's always good. And more on that, I'm sure, to come. We also had some numbers out this morning from Reece Australia. First half profit NPAT, $224 million. The market was going for $182.7 million. Your revenue, $4.54 billion, which looks to be a beat on the $4.51 billion the market was going for. The outlook, anticipating subdued demand environment to continue, softening in ANZ, Australia and New Zealand. Medium to long-term industry fundamentals remain supportive. We've had some drilling results out this morning from Metals X as well. SiteMinder numbers out, reports first half underlying NPAT, loss of 13.8. The market was going for 10.9. Underlying EBIT, loss of 1.2 million, which looks a little bit worse. Growth guidance is unchanged and continues to target organic revenue growth of 30% in the medium term. Expects to be underlying EBITDA profitable and underlying free cash flow positive for H2 FY24. Some broker moves coming through from the results yesterday. TPG downgraded to overweight from buy at Jardines. Target price cut there to $5.30 from $5.80. Kogan had a cracking day yesterday and also raising the price of its membership as well. Probably won't go down too well with the members given the profits they made. Upgraded to neutral from underweight at Jardines. Target increase there to $7.50 from $4.90. Talk about playing catch-up football. Nanosonics has been upgraded to neutral from underweight at JP Morgan. Target, however, has been cut from $3.40 to $2.80. Main Pharma upgraded to buy from hold at Canaccord Genuity. Target increase there to $6.69. from $3.80. A little bit of catch-up football being played in that one as well. Suncorp downgraded to neutral from buy at Citi. Target increased to $16.60 from $15.55 there. PWH, which is PWR Holdings, downgraded to neutral from buy at Citi. Target increased to $16 from $15.55. And in Yancoal, one of the holders there, one of the big shareholders, China Cinder, has sold a $200 million block trade. Barrenjoey Capital Markets has a 2.7% stake, looking for around $5.69 for that. Michael Hill, the jewellers, was upgraded to a buy from neutral at Citi. Target increased to 92 cents from 86 cents there. Just seeing some numbers drop now for Altium. Of course, it is under takeover. It reports first half adjusted EBITDA 44.7 and NPAT 33, which is a little bit light on, it looks like, against the market forecast of 36.7. Revenue 138.6. Outlook remains committed to aspirational FY26 targets, $500 million in revenue, underlying EBITDA margin of 38 to 40%. Due to the proposed acquisition by Renesas Electronics, Altium has suspended the practice of providing forward-looking guidance. Probably quite shrewd. Geo Education out this morning as well. Looks to be slightly above forecast. NPAT 63.4. The market was going for 62.9. Outlook. Demand outlook for the sector is improving, with momentum slowly building. Net supply increased by 3.6% year-on-year, and the regulatory focus on the sector expected to continue through CY24 there. And there's more on Altium. They have lifted their interim dividend 20% there. So that is up to 30 cents. It is a partially franked interim dividend. Of course, it is under takeover. Another one under takeover, of course, is Illumina, has reported full-year earnings per share. There, NPAT, a loss of 150. Market's going for 80.4, no final dividend. EBITDA, 165. Illumina production, 10.3 million tonnes versus a year ago, 11.8 million tonnes. And finally, Playside Studios has confirmed the combined sale of 40 million shares by its co-founders at 75 cents a share. That's around 10% of the issued capital. The two co-founders will maintain a combined shareholding of 48.9 in the company following the sale. Well, that's about it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. More results to come. We have Zip as well today, so plenty of action to keep us on our toes. In the meantime, may the trading gods be with you. We'll be back again this afternoon with the end of day report.